Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and in Yetz Hashem, we are starting a new malacha, the malacha of Boina, building on Shabbos. Boina, building, is one of the 39 malachas that are also on Shabbos, and it has a lot of different components to it. It's very negeya. There's binyan bekelim, that means building kelim, or binyan bekarka, building in karka, and this is negeya, putting up shelves on Shabbos, pictures, knocking in nails, and all the malachas that we will see, there are a lot of practical applications that are very negeya lahalacha. And there's also a part of it that negeya another one of lahalacha's lachas, which is makabah patish. Sometimes when you do binyan, you're finishing up something, and therefore that will go into the issa of makabah patish. And Yetz Hashem, we will go through all these halachas of binyan, binyan bekelim, binyan bekarka, and makabah patish. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Siman Shin Yagimel, brings down a Yashalmi, who says, where was their binyan in the Mishkan? We know the Lamed Tes of Malachas, the 39 Malachas, are all learned out from different things that Klal Yisrael did when they built the Mishkan. So where was the Isser of Boina when it came to the Mishkan? So the Yishalmi says, it was when they put the Kroshim into the Adonim. The Kroshim were the beams that were fashioned as walls for the Mishkan. And under the beams, there was this Adon, which was Adonim, which was made out of silver, and that held up the Kroshim. So putting those Kroshim into the Adonim and then placing on the ground, that was the binyan that was found in the Mishkan, therefore it's also on Shabbos. The Yishalmi asks, we know the Mishkan was taken down all the time. Every time they travel, they took down the Mishkan and then put it back up, took it down, put it back up. So it's only a binyan l'shah. The Yishalmi answers that even a binyan l'shah is the iser d'oraisa of Boina. Why? Because it could be here for a long time. As long as it's a solidly built item and it's there solidly, even though I don't keep it there for a long time, there's an iser Boina. But if it's not solid, then it could be it's not an Issa D'Raisa, only an Issa D'Rabbanon of Boina. Well, you see from this Yishalmi that in order to have building, the Issa of Boina, it doesn't have to be attached to something. Normally we learn that building means you cement two things together or you attach two things together. That's what building is. You see from here, even placing something on the ground and it's going to be there for a while, and it could be there for a while, that's enough of an Isser binyan. So for example, if someone has a nice bush in front of his house, he wants to make this little decorative brick wall, or he wants to make the little brick wall in order someone shouldn't step on it. So he makes around two layers of bricks all around. He doesn't cement it to the ground, he just places it on the ground, and since it's heavy enough, it stays in place. And it's beautifully around his garden. And then he sees on Shabbos, one of the stones are out of place. He wants to kick it back into place. Not a Shaila Muksa, because he's putting it with his foot. He's putting it back in his place. Is that Mutar Asur? The answer to that question is, it's an Isser D'Oraisa of Boina. Why? Because I'm fixing that wall. When I put that fence, that little rock, back into place, and now it becomes a fence, a very low fence, but it's something that's there solidly, it's there in place, that's an Isser of Boina D'Oraisa. Just like the Mishkan was not cemented into the ground, the Kroshim were sat on top of the Adonim, which sat on the ground, and it was held there because of its weight. The same thing with the stones, it's held in place because of its weight. So I kick it back into its place, it would be Isser de Araisa of Boina on Shabbos.